Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Thanks for joining today. Today, we're going to continue with the topic of the laws of success. And we had talked in our last podcast about the 12 universal laws of success, which is a book written by Dr. Herbert Harris. And last podcast, we talked about the first three laws. So today, in part two, we're going to continue with the next three laws of universal success from the book by Dr. Herbert Harris. Before I get to that, though, I would like to remind us of our crystal for last week, which was, "For as they thinketh in their heart, so are they." So we talked about that what you believe and feel in your heart actually determines your outcomes and what you manifest in your life. So we're going to continue on the topic of success today. And the three laws that we'll be talking about today are the law of command, the law of magnetism, and the law of focused. So those are the three laws that we'll get into. But I want to share the crystal for today. Today's crystal, which also comes from the book, is how you feel is more powerful than what you think. Now, that crystal just by itself is pretty deep. So I'm going to say it again. How you feel is more powerful than what you think. So we're going to dive into that as well as we talk about these laws of success. So the first one that we'll discuss today is the law of command. And this is the fourth universal law of success. This universal law is stated at numerous places throughout the Bible. And one example comes from Job chapter 22, verses 28. "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee." One of the most important keys to success is your ability to use this universal law to get what you want in life, the law of command. By applying this universal law, you can stimulate the universal cosmic forces that make desires and dreams manifest into reality. So this is the law of command. This law of command can also be known as the universal law of affirmations. And I know that some of you all have heard about affirmations or doing affirmations, but affirmations is just speaking positivity to yourself and into your life. And so this law of command is also known as law of affirmations. So let's talk about affirmations. To affirm means to declare or state positively, to make a statement confidently, declaring it to be true. An affirmation is a statement in which you declare a desired outcome to be true, a fact. Applying the universal law of command, thou shalt decree a thing, which is your affirmation, and it, your desired outcome, shall be established unto you. It will manifest in your life. So just for example, if you wish to eliminate financial challenges from your life, the first step is to change your thinking about your financial condition. So the affirmation for that could be, "I am financially secure." So say that with me. "I am financially secure." So that's an example of an affirmation. It may not be necessarily true in your heart and your mind right now, but if you say it every day, your actions will start to change so that it will become true and it will manifest. You'll start with changing your inside, your thinking, and your thought about the situation. And then that will manifest through your actions so that in reality, your situation will change. But first, you have to believe it before it's true. Think about the crystal of today that I just mentioned earlier. The crystal is how you feel is more powerful than what you think. So affirmations just support helping you change how you feel inside about a situation. It could be an affirmation about anything, honestly. It could be about your health. We just did the financial one about your wealth. It could be about your relationships. It could be about your self-talk, how you think about yourself. Simply switching out, "Oh gosh, I'm so dumb," to "I am smart, I am powerful." That's an affirmation. So changing that self-talk in your mind is also an affirmation or a command that can help reshape and change your life. So one exercise that you can do, it might sound a little bit crazy or different, but is to stand in front of a mirror and do affirmations. So stand in front of a mirror, look at yourself and say, I am financially secure. I am healthy, wealthy, and whole. I have the success that I want and need in my life. Say these positive things to yourself while looking at yourself, and that helps it to become even more powerful because your mind will actually start believing it and will help you shape and change your actions so that these affirmations will come true and manifest in your life. So that's your homework. Try it. Get in front of a mirror and think of some positive things to say to yourself, opposite of the negative talk that you may tell yourself. And so that is the first law. It's the fourth law, the universal law of command. So we are going to move on to our next law. The next law is the law of human magnetism. Now, this is an interesting one. The law of human magnetism, it's sometimes called the universal law of radiation or attraction. A simple statement of the fifth universal law is like attracts like. So me being a scientist, an engineer, like attracts like, that's something I learned in school with regard to matter. Like attracts like. But guess what? Us as humans, we have energy and we're matter as well. So like attracts like for us as well. And they said that the other name for it is the law of attraction. Now, this law reminds me of the short film, The Secret. How many of you have seen or heard of The Secret? The Secret is a film that basically talks all about the law of attraction, how you can attract things into your life that you want, how your thinking can help you attract what you want in your life. It can also do the opposite, though. The law of attraction works both ways. If you're thinking about negative things or you feel like you're going to get into an accident or something bad's always happening, then guess what? That's what's going to manifest in your life. But if you're thinking more positively and focusing on what you want and the positive things in your life, then you'll manifest that as well. So my second piece of homework would be to check out the film, The Secret. It's pretty old now, came out 15, 20 years ago, maybe, but it's still really good and very relevant. And it's all about the universal law of attraction. So for the law of attraction, each of us is a human magnet attracting or repelling like or unlike thoughts, feelings, and associations into our life experience. This universal law of radiation and attraction reveals one of the fundamental principles of life, that life is lived from within. Whatever the vision of your desired life experience, it will only manifest when you feel in your innermost feelings that you are worthy of it. This desired outcome has its greatest impact when it is in harmony with your purpose. So the quote that I have from this one is also our crystal for today as well. And it is, how you feel is more powerful than what you think. So I'm going to keep saying that one and repeating that one. How you feel is more powerful than what you think. And this is quintessential of the law of attraction, because the law of attraction works based off of your innermost thoughts and feelings. It's what you feel is really what's going to manifest in your life. You may say something with your mind, like, I feel great, but if your innermost heart does not feel great or you're not feeling it, that's what's going to manifest. So for example, your inner thoughts are focused on positive images of good health, happiness, prosperity, and love. And your inner feelings are centered on ignorance, fear, and doubt, which were learned when you were younger. The results you will get will be in accordance with your feelings, not in accordance with your thoughts. This indeed lends to tension and frustration. So when your inner thoughts and inner feelings are in harmony, your self-image is intact. This harmonic self-image is then projected to others through your attitude with astoundingly positive results. The nature of attitude is effective communication for mutual development and continuous growth. So how you feel is truly more powerful than what you think. Your innermost feelings will be your guide, your life guide. So what we all can work on doing is trying to change how we think and how we feel inside. So, I mean, that's hard work and it's not easy, but that's the goal, so that we can change and have more positive thoughts and ask for and think about what we want and less of what we don't want in life. So once again, check out The Secret. That film really delves into this universal law of attraction or command in depth. So now we're going to move on to the last law for today, the law of focus. Now, the law of focus is a universal law that provides your attention must always be focused on your goals, vision, and purpose. And your thoughts, emotions, and actions must always be under your control. So metaphysically, we're getting kind of deep in this one. This means that understanding, knowledge, and wisdom comes through what you see, that which you give your attention. So whatever you focus on, then no one can deter or distract you from your goals and that vision. So focus is powerful. Wherever you place your focus, your thoughts, emotions, and even events and activities will follow. So for example, this is a good example. Race car drivers are taught to focus on where they want the car to go. When a race car goes into a spin, the driver's tendency is to focus on the wall rather than the center of the track. If they focus on the wall, that is usually where they hit. As a result, drivers are taught not to focus on the wall, but rather to focus on where they want the car to go. When they do this, they have a far better chance of avoiding the wall and coming out of the spin. So that's one example of focus, and what you focus on is where you will go or what you will get to. So what you recognize or focus on, then you will energize in your feeling nature. And what you energize, you realize in results. If you focus on a problem rather than the solution to that problem, you will never solve or overcome the problem. However, if you focus on solutions and solving the problem, the solution will appear. Has that ever happened to you? You have an issue, you have a problem, and you keep focusing on that problem and you keep thinking about that problem, and then eventually you forget about it. You move on with your life and then suddenly the problem disappears. I mean, that's because your focus has shifted and changed. Now, I'm not saying that always if you forget about a problem, it will disappear. But in your, I guess, in your thoughts, in your realm, sometimes it will. You'll shift your focus basically to something else. Now, I'm not talking also about health issues and things. Please take care of that. A good example in the financial realm for focus is if you are trying to get out of debt. And so you're focusing on, you know, all these credit card bills. I keep having so many bills. So that's the problem. You got so many bills. So by shifting the focus on from the bills to the solution of how to pay all these bills, okay, let's stop thinking about all the bills. Let's think about a solution on how can I pay the bills? How can I cut out some things so that I can have more money to pay these bills? How can I get a solution to this? You get more solution oriented and create a plan, then you can actually work to get out of debt instead of just being feeling like you're covered by your debt. So that's one good example of where if you shift your focus from the actual bills to more of a solution mindset, maybe I can take on an extra weekend job to get some more money, and then I'm going to put this $100 to this bill on automatic draft so I don't have to think about it. Then that's where you get into the solution space, And then you can actually work through these problems and issues, and they can, you know, eventually be on a plan and a path to clear up, and you can move on to other things. So focus is very important and powerful to success. So realize that you can only focus on one thing at a time. It's like a laser beam if you're doing it effectively and if you're doing it correctly. So try to solve that one solution and get a plan. And then once you do that, you'll be able to have the energy and to move on to another problem to focus and tackle. Or it doesn't even have to be a problem. I mean, some people are focusing on world hunger, solving world hunger. I mean, there's so many things that we can focus on. So that is the three laws that we're going to talk about today, which were the law of command, the law of magnetism, and the law of focus. And once again, the crystal was how you feel is more powerful than what you think. So remember, your thoughts are powerful, but they also have to be in harmony with how you feel inside and with your what your inner being is feeling about those thoughts. So, and the homework was try affirmations in the mirror to yourself. And then also Google The Secret and see if you can find a copy to watch or find somewhere to stream The Secret, because that'll talk all about the universal law of attraction. So it was great talking to you today. I look forward to continuing this series of the podcast, The 12 Universal Laws of Success with you. And next week, we'll talk about the next three laws. A little preview is it's the law of action, the law of value, and the law of relationships. I hope that you have the best day and take care. This is the Reimagine Success Podcast with Melanie Crystal. Bye.